Hello, Rich Tabor for RPM News Weekly here in Middleborough, Massachusetts at the New England Motor Press Association Garage. And I'm talking with Ann Correo, Director, Chief Marketing Manager for Nissan North America. How's everything going tonight?
Great, thank you.
Well, we've had a wonderful meeting here, lots to talk about, especially the Nissan Altima, which is right behind us. And you know, we've got a couple of questions about why a sedan at this point in time, lots of the buying public is going over to SUVs and crossovers, but Nissan has invested quite heavily in the Altima sedan, midsize sedan. Any particular reasons?
You know, Nissan has invested quite heavily in this new sedan, and we really think it's because there's a market here. There's 6 million cars a year sold in the car segment. 2 million of those are midsize sedans. So we think if we bring in a diversified offering that really targets the customer needs and wants, we'll be able to capture that market. We're also seeing that some of the younger buyers are actually tending towards sedans. They're not interested in driving what their parents drive, and they're looking for a good price and fuel efficiency, all in a great style package.
So sort of returning to the sedan, and it's quite a handsome sedan. Lots of great contours. It has almost a coupe-like appearance to it. But, you know, more than just the looks of this car, there's some really important new safety technology that's going on. And I know Nissan has focused very much on their ProPilot system. What has this car got to offer?
Yes, so we have actually brought ProPilot Assist and Safety Shield 360, which is a suite of six safety technologies that we've packaged, and we're really putting some emphasis on the SV, the SL, and the Platinum grades. Those technologies are offered on the entry trim S and the SR, but we've packaged them nicely in some of the upper trims. ProPilot Assist is great technology. It is lane centering and really kind of keeps you in your lane, not side to side, but kind of straight in your lane, especially in heavy driving conditions and traffic and, you know, like Boston on the 93. When you have the opportunity to sit and stop and go traffic, it really has a stop-start activity as well as keeping a nice safe distance to the next car.
Well, I imagine going up Route 24 here in the morning, this will make things a lot easier. Not at the stage yet where you could just sit back and pull out a book and read, but it is a step towards autonomous driving.
It is the first foray, and yes, you are absolutely correct. You have to have hands on the wheel, right? This is not hands-free driving, but it does give you less stress when you're driving, and the car really reacts to the conditions that are around you.
And, you know, that's not all that's going on that's really new about this Altima. There's a lot happening in the performance arena and with some new capabilities. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Nissan, as part of our investment into this new vehicle, we've come out with a variable compression turbo engine, which gives you the fuel efficiency of a four-cylinder, but the power of a six-cylinder, and it really kind of takes the driving dynamics to a new level. That, we have an all-wheel drive, and our standard CVT engine has been retooled for this car.
So the standard engine, the 2.5, it's only really in name that it has the 2.5. The displacement is the same. It's been totally revamped. It's really a new engine, just happens to have the same size displacement as the older engine.
Yes, and what we've done is we've made the steps, it's called the D-step, but it's really kind of that feeling you get when you shift a car. Well, now the car does it for you, and it's continuous throughout the entire cycle of the driving, and we've made that much smoother, so the driving feel is so much more enhanced.
Well, I can't wait to get in and drive one. I'm sure it'll be in the fleet for a while, or at some point we'll get a chance to drive it. Maybe a little bit more on the new performance capabilities of the car. Do you see that the buyer will be likely to go more towards the replacement for the V6, because the turbo engine is the replacement, but that's not an all-wheel drive capable vehicle? If you want the all-wheel drive, you'll be going with a 2.5. Is that correct?
That is correct. So our variable compression turbo is only offered on the SR and the Platinum front-wheel drive car. It's not offered on an all-wheel drive. The all-wheel drive is fantastic, and we think that that will have a compelling story, especially for consumers in the northern markets, because it gives you that driving confidence that maybe you can take on any weather situation.
Well, here in New England, we can definitely appreciate that. And thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with us about the wonderful new Nissan Altima. Looks fabulous, and I wish you a lot of success with the car.
Great. Thank you so much.